Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life. Winning for Life. And today we reflect on the word or the meaning or what is happening there, what we call Zeitgeist. It's a German word, but I understand in the English-speaking world it is used as well. Zeitgeist, so time spirit or the spirit of the time. And we have another word. It's Zeitenwende. At least in Berlin, the politicians use it a lot. And that means somehow we need to turn something. It's time to turn things around. So what is really changing at the moment? When we look to the US, a new president, and what's really new, and I guess was never done before, that the president nominated two people, says two entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs who are really known for really productive factories, for productive lean companies, for really creating results. Elon Musk has a gigafactory. Is building the cars so fast, there's no wasted time. Rockets coming back this year, 100 rockets in the moon, and they come back and you can use them again. So this is something where they focus, how many people do we need? In a company like that, it's not just, oh, I'm the new boss and bring my friends in and all get a job. And that's a big difference between entrepreneurship and what we call bureaucracy. Entrepreneur wants results, and the result is, one part is what is the outcome, are the rockets flying, but the other part is also we want to use the least amount of resources, people, material, etc. This is what an entrepreneur is thinking. Bureaucracy thinks different. We created processes, we created papers, forms, everything. Is everything done right? Okay, then you get the money from the government. But we don't care so much what you do with it. If it's really in the best interest of the country, is this in the best interest of the people? No, we just check, are you following the rules? And that is the bureaucracy. And then comes a new politician, gets a new job, and I can say it at least from Brussels or German government, the new guy is there, brings his people in. So we increased over the years more and more, a bigger, what we call, overhead of people and less results. More laws, more bureaucracy. It's tougher and tougher to create results. And I see this is something new. And when Trump nominated the two people, two entrepreneurs, to really check everything through, what do we really need from government, which department could go, or which could be done leaner, are we really focusing on the wished outcome? The interesting thing is the two guys, or let's say this is a kind of committee, they have already a deadline, and say in the middle of 2026, it's done. We need to go. And I see the opposite often. Oh, we prolong it. So, like this crazy thing is, in every country there are taxes. In Germany, we have taxes on champagne, what you call sparkling wine. There is a tax, especially for sparkling wine. And if you ask people today, why do we have taxes on sparkling wine? Well, we have a lot of taxes on something, but Where does it come from? Most people don't know. It comes from the time before the First World War. The Kaiser wanted to have warships for the Marines. So they created the tax to finance the ships they wanted to build. So I don't know if the modern government doesn't know the Kaiser's gone for a long time, but the tax is there. We also have in Germany what you can call a kind of solidarity payment tax. And this was created when East and West Germany came together, and we know we need money to build East Germany. So if we calculate right, is it now 35 years ago? But still, this is there. So if the government gets kind of income, it keeps it. And they create more and more costly the bureaucracy. And we see it in a lot of big companies as well. If it's great companies like General Motors or this, and we see it now in the news of Boeing, how much money they wasted and didn't get one rocket in the sky. And Elon Musk this year hundreds, and he uses it a few times. They come back. So what is always the wished outcome? And that is very interesting. Okay, we could assume it's normal that bureaucrats do this, that politicians do this, but the interesting part is people are voting every 4 or 5 years, and they vote for them who somehow ruin the country. If I see America, how many people are there poor and living for food stamps? If I see in Germany, how many unemployed people we have? What is all going down? It's incredible. But the bureaucrats can't change it because they don't have the entrepreneurial mindset. So that's why I recently said, let's think, feel, billionaire spirit. We need the billionaire spirit to solve those problems. And that's the interesting part. Now the US president is a billionaire. You don't need to like him. And nobody is perfect anyway. But now the people he appointed to solve the problem are billionaires. Because the problems we have are billion-dollar problems. And from a German standpoint, we have people in the government which have not even the millionaire spirit. How can they solve really billion-dollar topics? And they are learning on the job. Because what is a possibility, at least in the German country or in these others, you work in a party and you learn how to be maybe the number one in a party. You don't need even have a track record as a successful entrepreneur. No, you need a track record to be successful in the political party. But that's something totally different than being able to run a big company. And let's say the country is a big company. At least we need to say it like this. We need to have entrepreneurial spirit. And then the other topic is, what is democracy really? Do we feel we are living in a good democracy? Like they're discussing now, is the China model better, or Russian model better? Is the democratic model better? No. What's the best for the people? What's the best for the people? And it's not just a model. Every model is like a knife, you can use it to kill or you can use to save lives. There are democratic countries and they're running down, and there are others. If you look at Singapore, wow, what a good country. Well, I'm living in Switzerland. Oh, it's a different way of really working for the people. And here I see also a little shift. Please understand my German background. I see more German news, but it is different. And with Elon Musk and Twitter, or better X today, it is also, can we give people really a voice? Is it allowed to say something? Or do we need censorship? If we really want to live in a democratic time, then we need to really understand a we world. And if we see how political parties, or even in parties, there is separatism, there's the way we talk with each other, there is no dignity, there is no respect. And how do we really, really, really want to live? In the German government, it's a big topic that they feel we have not enough money because all over the years we messed up, played wrong. It's like coming back to Boeing. Oh, we messed up. Now we can't build a rocket like Elon. What is the solution? Government, give us more money. That's a discussion here. And we have luckily in our constitution something that needs three-quarter of the votes that we can change something. There's a limitation on going in depth. Because it's never the best way to go in debt. Because if you can't handle money, more money will not solve the problem. There is a law of cause and effect. And if we are not really looking what is the real cause and not solving it. So if someone can't handle money and you're not targeting this, it will never, ever be better. If you have a farmer who is not really good over the year taking care of his field, yeah, he gets a bad harvest, if he gets a harvest at all. So you don't solve that with money. You solve everything with different behavior. And I see something changing on our TV and how people are talking. So there comes a little glimpse of a more we and less censorship. But it's not so simple, like we have the fake news and the artificial postings. And we need to go for really a technology what helps you to find the truth. But this is only helpful if you are really interested in the truth. After all this, just let's have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Just last weekend, facilitated a workshop, and we did it in a hotel, and then we have lunch booked there, so the group goes in the restaurant to have lunch, and we had a clear time when they should be back, and we continue in the afternoon. So I was there on time. I didn't eat in the restaurant. I had time to eat then. If I facilitate, I want to take care of everything and not just sit there in the restaurant. So I was waiting there on time, and it took a lot of time. 20 minutes later, when we wanted to start it, the first person showed up and was really kind of excited. It says, you know, why did we come late? Because in the restaurant something was not working. They had a disaster and, yeah, didn't have the food on time. So this restaurant was not well organized. I waited till everybody was there. And then, because it was the second day, I said, okay, I guess we need to start over, because the days were about personal self-control, not reaction, living from the inside out, living the full potential, living unlimited possibilities. And they come now and say, well, the restaurant was responsible. But it was a wonderful situation to make aware what really happened. You booked a seminar. You wanted to go to this trainer, if we say trainer or facilitator, teacher, speaker. And, you know, I did a millionaire workshop. Now we're talking billionaire spirit. So you all want to get the know-how, become so much more successful. And what happened here really? You were sitting in a restaurant, and in the end, I make it short, in the end, nobody demanded who is the manager, nobody demanded I want the food, and for sure, nobody said, okay, if the food is not there on time, I eat nothing, I want to be there the time we agreed on. I'm accountable. And I want to learn. I'm here to learn how some people create success. I was not the only facilitator. I had friends there, some, you know, like Stephen Harvey here. And then there was a lady. She was a world champion. And another lady was a national champion. So there were four people teaching really how to live from the heart but create extreme material success, winning for life, billionaire spirit. Because, you know, Steve, you can see it here in other sessions, he is also consulting billionaires. So there is a guy who consults billionaires. Here are people who are world champions or millionaire, and they say, oh, the waiter was not good in organizing everything. And making them aware it is not the waiter, it was their decision not to be on time. They used it, the so-called outside excuse, not to be on time. It was not so easy to make them aware of that. But I guess some really got it. Other people decide, and in this case also, there was no fun really. There was bad organization. Because of someone is organized bad, they sit there and wait and not going for their life. It's not about that they need to be on time when I'm teaching. What I try to point out is this really a conscious decision to stay there. If they say, no, I didn't like what Wolfgang said, I don't go there again, or it's so important for me to eat first, they were not aware that they made the decision. They were not aware that someone else made the decision. Like John DeMartini, we had recently here an interview with him as well, makes always clear, you have a limited time here on planet Earth. And every day you have just these minutes over the day. We're living in the here and now. And who is filling the time? Is it you or someone else? And I guess a lot of people got aware that they not were filling the time. They made a decision that someone else is allowed to fill. And with what? With waiting for food, having feeling stress. But nobody did really the decision, I go there. Nobody stood up, hey, what's happening here? Who really wants to be there? I go. Nothing. It's like sitting there, everybody, oh, they sit, so I sit as well. So bad service, someone else is sitting as well, so I sit there as well. And why did I come to the place? Because theoretically I wanted to listen and be in the seminar. But it changed all. And it changed on a subconscious level. Where do you are really full in charge? And the interesting thing is I gave them also as a present my book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul. And here, the world, bad organization, could run the show, and the soul was not asked what is really in the highest interest of a soul. And if I ask, why did you incarnate on this planet Earth to experiencing bad service and waiting and watching bad service, or what is it why you're really in life? And that's why DeMartini says, be very careful who fills your lifetime. Is it you or someone else? It always should be you. But then the next step is, are you filling your time with low priorities for you or with high priorities? Is what you fill the time with, is this in your highest interest? And this is the interesting thing, what I see little by little now in America. Is this how we run the bureaucracy in the highest interest for the people? Then we need to change something. It's not about, is this in the highest interest for the government? If we have companies who sell, if just simply take tobacco industry, pharmaceutical industry, is this what they are doing really in the best interest? Are they really focusing on the health of the people? What, or the food, so-called food industry? Is this really what we produce in the best interest of the people? But we call it not voting, but somehow the consumer is voting because he is buying it. Is the shitty food only works and is on the shelf because someone is buying it? So, dear slaves, wake up, become your own boss, and take care how your time is filled. We make a short break and you can reflect if this happens also in your life.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It is not time enough, this little break, for reflecting where in your life you allow someone else to fill your time, running your show. Like my mentor Bob Proctor always said, for most people it is, they are an extra in their own movie. They are not the main character. They are not the director deciding how and what we play. And they're for sure not the script writer and write the play. But we all went through a so-called education. And I say so-called education because education, the word comes from the Latin roots, educare means from the inside out. Get out what's in there. But we are programmed not to get out what's in there, get what's out there in. So it is not that we need to leave a system. No, we need just the programming the system out of us that we can be really free and make totally free decisions. And that is not about conspiracy or being against something, because if you're against something, you're in the same game. You're not out of the game. Don't fight an existing system. Create a new one, which makes the old one obsolete. This is for the system outside, but also for your inner system. Do you live the new system, your new you, that the old new is gone? If you go on a different frequency, if you create a new life, it costs you the old life. But the beauty is also past. If you didn't like it, it's gone. All in life is frequency and information. And most people just have a past and thinking linear, living linear, so the past equals the future, or the future equals the past. But it doesn't need to. It's like you can change countries. I try to explain it if you have a radio and you have a we switch it on, a music station or station which makes music you don't like. On, let's say it's classic, and you don't like classic. This station has whole day classic. If you don't like it and change your frequency, change to a different center, to a different station, maybe there comes kind of country music. And you like that more, then it's not only that you have now the station with the country music, you have also choosing a frequency where the old, this old classic, your past classic, is not. And that's how life works. If you go on a different frequency, somehow the past is gone. Theoretically, you can focus on it, but it's not on the frequency. That's when the Bible, Saulus became Paulus. Or if you know the film The Secret, the Michael Beckwith, he was a drug dealer. and change his life. And now he is running a spiritual church. That is the thing. And that's why if you go in the right frequency, suddenly the old path is gone and you're on the right path. Which is the right path? You need to decide. You know, in the so Christian world, Western world, we talk also about this sin. What does sinning mean? What means sin? If you go back to the roots, what that means is working against the laws. If you're against the laws, you're sinning. And that is what we all need to understand. The universe for thousands of years has the same laws. That's why 5,000 years they were teaching it, Buddha 2,500 years ago, and Jesus was teaching. They were all teaching the laws. Work with the laws. From Bob Proctor, I got a book with the title Working with the Laws. It's like the try that there is no, no, what do you call it, gravity. It is hard to work against gravity. It's so much easier in the air to go with the jet stream. You have all the energy behind you. But what are the laws? Unfortunately, in school, they're not taught, and even in church, mostly are not really taught, because the institution, church, doesn't want free people. Where we are teaching to be free. And that's maybe Zeitenwende, the different Zeitgeist. If it's now Twitter turning to X, that someone takes charge, if it like it or not. But it's the only, so far, the only social media platform where it's really free speech. There are little ones, but from the big ones, where you really can say what you want to say and not censorship. And in Corona, we experienced how powerful the government was against the people, against free speech. But when it's over, we are not changing the laws. We're voting for the same people again. So this is maybe the big shift in the US, and I see it coming in a little bit here in Europe as well. Unfortunately, we change because of war, that we realize we are not living in a fantasy world when Putin tries to occupy Ukraine. And we realize, oh, our armies are not really capable to hold against it. Oh, and the U.S. is not protecting us anymore. Oh, no, we need to be responsible for our own defending our countries. It's like little kids, and it's misusing other people's power. It's that we all step up. And I see it how it changed. Newspapers losing a lot of money, more internet followers that we see also if it's Trump or now in Romania, somewhere else, who is winning, even Germany, who gets most votes, those who are also on social media. There are different channels, different communication channels. Are we growing up? And when I said sin is against the laws, I think it makes sense to share some laws, 7 universal laws, which are very important. They are not just in general important, that we are not running always against the wall. If a car is driving, don't just jump out of the car. It could hurt you a lot because there are forces you don't see really, but you can experience. And a lot of people saw Star Wars, and it says, may the force be with you. It's always understanding which is the laws. And Yoda used it and says, stop trying, be it. in The Matrix, when they was bending the spoon, be the spoon. So we can learn a lot of those. But we are responsible to implement it in our life. So the seven laws are the law of transmutation, the law of relativity, the law of vibration, the law of polarity, the law of rhythm, the law of cause and effect, and the law of gestation. So what does law of transmutation mean? Nothing is fixed. Everything is in motion. Energy is always changing form. Energy never goes lost. So in this way, Demartini says, you never need to cry if someone is dying and leaving the planet. You don't lose anything. Energy is just changing the form. Everything, the trait, and even the forms, the ear, the nose, and everything, will stay in your life, but not in the old form. Maybe this person has a nose, this person has the ear, this person has this trait, and this person is doing that. Nothing goes lost, but it's changing all the time. And the most stressor people have, they make plans and hope everything stays. And as one of the problems, if we here in Europe had a phase of 70 years in peace, we believe it's always like this. We don't need to build an army. Oh, we have a new bridge. We don't need to take care of the bridge. It always will be nice. No, nothing is fixed. Everything will change. So it is important to understand that and working always for the good, winning for life. Then there is the law of relativity. So what means expensive, what means high? Everything is only measurable in relation to something. If you say this is big, there must be something smaller. But guess there can be something what is bigger. What is hot, what is cold? There can be something that's so much colder and something can be hot. It's always when you compare something, only then it is relative. And that's why nothing is fixed. So don't believe you're the greatest. No, something will change, law of transmutation, and maybe somewhere is something bigger. So always if you say big, small, in relation to what? See the truth. Yeah. If you think, wow, this is a super guy, and he's better than me. And he can only be better than you if you make yourself small. Otherwise, they can't be better. And it's a time, as human beings, nobody is better. Results can be different, but not as a human being, you are better. We should learn that we're all the same. Like Demartini says, whatever you've done or not done, you're worthy of love. There we come to respect, dignity. But someone, like Elon Musk, for example, who is so focused, works so hard, is so incredibly with his ideas in connection and ignoring all the other stuff, that he can produce different companies, changing industries. Theoretically, everybody could do it if we are not distracted. Law of vibration. We say a lot of law of attraction, but it's not really about attracting. You're just on the frequency. It's like you change the stations or you switch on the radio, and because of the frequency, you hear the music. The music is there, but she is everywhere. You just tune in with the vibration, that you can hear it. It is not that you attract the music. It's there because you go on the vibration where it is. So, and that's also, if you want something in life, like Bob always said, you need to be in the frequency of your goal. Then it is there, synchronicity. Law of polarity. That means there must be always another end, the other polarity, the pole. If there is hot, there must be cold. If there is darkness, there must be light. And most people are so focused, trained, or emotional blocked with the one polarity thinking, feeling. And that's what a kind of trauma is. Energy is not flowing right, and we see one problem. We are problem focused. And that means limitation. The universe has unlimited potential. And if I'm stuck in one end of the polarity, then I ignore a lot of possibilities. I can always see the problem, maybe never the solution, because where the problem is the solution the opposite on the other end. So if I only face the problem, maybe my solution or the solution is in my back and I can't see it. If you're totally in love, you have the pink glasses, you only see good. But there's no person which is only good. No, they have also something what might be not so nice for you. And love means I see both and I can send love. And that is what Demartini calls a collapse process. If you can see both polarities, you can see the good and the bad, it's chance and risk. If you can see it at the same time, because it's always in the same time and the same amount, it is there. If you can see both, then it collapses. This polarity, one polarity thing, is not possible anymore if you see both. And that collapses. And then, whew, you have less stress, because whatever polarity you have is a really kind of blindness. And if you see everything, everything is, and then you see it is what it is, says love. Then love is possible, if you really can see both in the middle. And everything has equal value. What for one is good might be for the other one not so good. So that is a power and enlightenment. Maybe it's nothing else than seeing all what is and not judging it, not creating the meaning. And we need to understand all the meaning things have, we are giving the meaning. Law of rhythm. It's like we have season, we have rain, we have sunshine. Nothing stays. Like in the Bible, the 7 good years, the 7 bad years, or not good with harvest. So never believe life is linear. Never, ever. We have a biorhythm. We have good days, other days. We are full of power and we need to relax. And then the law of cause and effect. I mentioned it before. And as a farmer, and as a politician, I can see it so crazy, and like Bob often said, they don't get it. You see, the politicians, if there's a problem, they say, oh yeah, here's some more money. Money is not solving the problem, because the problem is solved if you change something with the cause. But if the farmer is not really taking care of his field, his trees, or animals, or whatever, and you give him money because everything is bad, why should he change something? If he is not changing something, he will always have the bad harvest. If someone can't handle money, politicians bringing the country more in debt, will not change everything. They waste just more. That what is a cause and effect? And that's the first thing. And I learned a lot from Yunus, and you heard a story when there was child blindness and the pharmaceutical company came here. Oh, it's vitamin A problem. Here's a pill. And he said, no. That would just work on the effect. What is the real cause? And they looked, they found a plant, they made different meals, and naturally the blindness went away and they created jobs. This is working on the cause. And then the law of gestation. It's just everything to materialize needs time in the universe. Some goes fast, some maybe longer. We all somehow agreed a baby needs 9 months. So to come out of the mother, not in 1 month. So we all working on this. There must be some laws. It takes like this. So you can't with really changing, but with a lot of energy and focus, you can do something. But understand that the harvest always comes in the right moment. Because, let's say, God knows more, knows what's the best moment. That's why the Greeks had two works for time. Chronos, measuring the time, your watch is a chronometer, but they also had the time kairos, and that means the right time, at the right time. That's the right moment. The right moment now to stop for today, and it's the right time, Zeitenwende, the new Zeitgeist. And it's really time, if not done yet, live up to your true potential. Live the best what you can do. And always question, I'm living from the inside out. Is this what I'm doing in my highest interest? What is my time filled? Is this with my highest interest? And that's important. Like the people in Africa say, oh, the people in the West, they have a watch. But we have the time. Be inspired.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winningful Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.